We're still in the yes and amen mindset. And today, I want to talk to you about a biblical term as your devotion for the day. That biblical term is found in the book of Philippians. And so if you're keen, let me go there with you. And it is a word that is most powerful, I personally feel, in a bit of old school Christianity, and that is the word apprehend. I want to talk to you about an apprehending attitude. This is the idea of taking hold of something, but it is a little stronger than just taking hold. And so it's in Philippians chapter 3. And remember, I told you some time back that there are passages of scripture that follow the 3:16 pattern, John 3:16, Proverbs 3:16, and so forth. There's a 3:16 in Philippians 2, and it's a really powerful passage of scripture. But I want to start you out from verse 13. It says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have yet taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if any one of you thinks differently, that the Lord will clear it out with you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained." Now, the word that I'm looking for, apprehend, in the King James Version is that word that says, "I don't consider to have taken hold of it all yet, but I press on to have apprehended that for which Christ has apprehended me." This idea of apprehending is really powerful. It has two sides to it. It means to arrest, to bring into control, and it also means to be aware, to gain or to anticipate something good, to take a hold of something, to apprehend something. And this morning, there needs to be a mindset that you're the initiator of things in your life. You're taking hold of them. And one of the ways we do that is we've got to forget stuff that is in the past, and we've got to press on towards things that are in the future. This attitude is really important. I think it's powerful to have good memories, and I think it's powerful to process and to put to rest negative memories. But at some point, you have to apprehend, and you have to stop being apprehended. This means that you can't be the victim of everybody else's decisions and everybody else's attitudes. At some point, you've got to say, well, I'm taking hold of something. My very own hands are involved. I'm active in my destiny and my future, and I am not letting go until I've reached that which God has for me. That's what this passage of scripture says. God has things for me, and I need to reach towards those things that God has for me. And a couple of attitudes or mindsets around that is three or four things. Firstly, you have to arrest negativity. You have to take hold of it and put it under lock and key. You have to put it on a tight leash. And you have to say, well, if it's in the past, it's in the past. You can't live there. You can't change that. And you don't want to live by that fuel. So you arrest something. The second thing is you become aware of something. You become aware that there is still more to come. You know, we've all made this joke of the best is yet to come. There is more. There is more to come. And so you can't just put pause in your life. There is more. You have to anticipate, be aware of more. Thirdly, you have to attain something that Christ has prepared for you. You know, to attain something means to rise in maturity towards it. So you attain a certain age, you attain a certain degree, you attain a certain level of skill. You get there by rising to it. And I really want to encourage you, there is a whole lot more still to come. There are things for you to attain, to gain the victory over. And you have to arrest the stuff that's not worth ruling so that you can arrive at that destination. One of the most powerful things I think about that passage of scripture is that in one translation it says to grasp fully with both hands, but also with heart and mind. You know, to grasp something is not only emotional and mental, but also physical. So you grasp. Grasp involves all the faculties of your being. I grasp it in my heart and I grasp it in my mind. And sometimes I can't even grasp the greatness of the love of God, for instance, but I can grasp the time and the place I'm in and what God wants for me. I don't live in ignorance of the opportunity, the season that God has put me in. So today, as you think about your devotion, what will you apprehend? What are you going to arrest and put under lock and key because it's not worth it anymore? What will you take a hold of and go with it with all your heart, not half-heartedly, but apprehending something has considerable effort and enthusiasm in it. It's enthusiastically done. And I want to encourage you to apprehend something this day, this week, to make it your own and make it significant in that way. I also want to encourage you that in walking by faith like this, the Apostle Paul reminds us that I forget some things and I reach to new things. Forgetting isn't only negative stuff. Sometimes you've also got to forget some of the victories and make some new ones. You know, sometimes the only stories we have are stories of the past, but perhaps today is a day to write a new story. Perhaps today is a day to write a new story that is a testimony, that is something to say of the goodness of God. Not just way back when. What about today? What about today is the day of salvation? What about today is a good day for God to come through for you and for you to be able to shout his praises and declare his goodness? Now, Paul is careful to make sure that our journey is a living journey. It progresses towards something rather than just a story of the past. It's not just way back when. It's today. And I absolutely love this idea of apprehending. I apprehend this day. I take it. I wake up each day and I go, I receive this day and I take grasp, gain, take a hold of it enthusiastically. This yes and amen attitude is incredibly powerful when we devote ourselves to remembering that Christ apprehended us. So that's an interesting little twist to that passage of scripture. And it's absolutely worth knowing. God took a hold of us. I apprehend that for which I was apprehended. Go look it up in the King James. It means God grabbed me with both hands and pulled me into my future. And so then I should grab with both hands my future. I do. As it was done for me. Really powerful idea and well worth thinking about throughout the day. So let's take a moment to pray, everybody, and then we'll continue on our conversation this whole week on the Yes and Amen attitude. We'll come to the end of the month of February. And in March, we'll head towards our Easter conversation. And that is going to be taking place from all kinds of locations. So look forward to that. So Lord, we thank you so much that you have apprehended us. Passage of scripture reminds us that you've taken a hold of us. You've grasped with both hands our souls, our future, and our security. And now you're teaching us to take a hold with both hands our future too. And we pray that you'll give us an apprehending attitude today. We're going to take charge. We're going to take charge to your glory. And we're going to do it because this is the day that you have prepared for us. We will not only have a way back when story to tell, but today we will write a story that is a testimony in Jesus' name.